Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff, or sponsors. From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi, and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors.
All aboard! Ha, ha, ha! You're on the crazy train!
All aboard! Ha, 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 ha!
Welcome to the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Ho, ho, ho! It ain't Christmas, but it sure is. Feels like a holiday here at the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. We come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. If you want to join in the conversation with questions or comments or whatever, 414-799-1250. That's 799-1250. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. Nick Bodie will be producing and on the boards today and answering your phone calls. Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
And good morning to our audience. Are you up and awake? I hope they are. I hope they're listening.
I'm not quite there yet either, Tom.
You're not there?
Maybe by like 6:15.
Okay. By the way, I got to tell you, we got a couple of special guests calling in today. One of them is Mike Vesserat. He's the producer of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo that takes place on, that's today, tomorrow. Well, actually, it was yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And then Ron Heidenreich, our advertising manager, he's going to call in today in the 7 o'clock hour sometime and talk about whitefish fishing on the Bay of Green Bay. Mike Vesserat from the Milwaukee Muskie Expo will be calling at 7:05. But I wanted to talk to Ron about that, whitefish fishing. Did you know, Danny, there's this guy named Lonnie Anderson. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's been on Larry
Smith. He used to be on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah, no, that was the gal, Lonnie. Wasn't that the gal?
Yeah, Bert. Lonnie? I think Bert married her
yeah.
for a while.
Well, anyway.
Way to go, Bert.
Yeah, Lonnie Anderson, he's a guide up there on the Bay of Green Bay. And he's on Larry Smith's show every now and then. And they did a show last week. But anyway, Ron's going up there on Wednesday with Lonnie Anderson. He's going to hire the guide. And they got all these heated shanties, you know, and they drive you out to it. You just walk in, sit down, and start fishing. You know, I mean, it's pretty simple.
So what's the challenge, Tom?
Well, you got to.
You know, guys like me.
Still got to get the fish to bite.
Guys like me like to have a challenge.
Guys like me would like to be driven there, walk into a nice warm shanty, sit down with my rod, drop it down, and catch fish. But anyway, here's the deal.
Yeah.
It's $65 for 5 hours of fishing, which is, you know, that's pretty fair. $65, and you just walk in. It's already heated. They got a locator sitting there. They got equipment for you, but I'd rather take my own. But I want to ask Ron different things, like what type of jigs are you using, what color, how deep is the water, what pound test line, what action of ice rod, you know, different things like that I want to find out.
I got news for you, Tom.
What's that?
The you and I were, you know, you used to guide, and I'm still doing some open water guiding.
Mm-hmm.
We are the dumbest guys on the planet doing open water guiding. Those guys doing that ice fishing guiding are making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
They're doing good, yeah.
Because you go set the shanty up, you know, and, you know, you get a couple of them set up, and then you have a group of guys all paying $65 an hour for 10 hours a day in this shanty, and you set them up, and then you drive over to this other group that you got 10 guys set up, and you do this every day throughout the winter. These guys are cashing in big time.
Yeah, I guess Lonnie can take 30, 40, 50 people, because he's got all these big permanent houses out there, you know. I mean, Yeah, you're right. It is. It's different than how we would do it.
The only thing that I've gotten from the Joe Schmo anglers is being as some of these guys, and I won't mention names, have such big operations that they don't even want anybody using the road that they plowed out there to their little village. They think they own the road.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want anybody even setting up on the ice anywhere near the reef where they're set up. So they're kind of acting like they own the place.
I'm sure there are people like that. I'm sure there are. Yeah.
Some of them get kind of wild.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's not a bad, I think it's $65 for 5 hours and $95 for 8 or 9 hours, something like that. And, you know, it, to me, it just sounds like a good deal, you know. But like I said, those guys, though, I'll tell you, they do have to work. They do have to find a place where the fish are.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing. You know, they gotta do that.
I give them credit. They put a lot of
They put the time in to find the fish for you. Because, you know, if you go with them, you know, like an ice fishing deal, and you don't catch anything, you're going to tell friends, oh, we went that those guys, we didn't catch a darn thing, you know.
But that's fishing,
you know,
Tom.
But that is, well, you and I know that, but there are people, you know, you've run into people like this who hire you, who expect, like, you know, they hire you for muskie fishing, right?
And
they expect to catch muskies, not a muskie, but with an S.
Muskies. No, they don't, Tom. No, they don't, because I set the expectations in advance.
That's what I always did, too.
I set the expectations in advance.
Yep. You got to tell them, well, if you see a muskie, that's a good day.
I tell them, typically, we got a 50-50 shot. Either catching one, having one on, follows. You know what? I tell them, we got to fit. And most times, You do have musky encounters when you're out there. You can get some action, whether you get a fish in the boat.
Right.
Now, the only exception to that would be the trolling. When that's really on, I'll pretty much tell people that I expect to catch at least one fish.
Yeah, you expect it.
Morning of trolling for what? And sometimes, may on a miracle, you know, some days a 4 or 5 day. But
you expect
but that's
it,
when
but
it's
you don't.
In a
but
really
you don't.
Good.
Guarantee it.
No, there's no guarantees.
You expect it. Yeah.
Yeah. I had one guy. I felt bad for him. Guy was from Sweden, and he'd come over on business. He wanted to catch a muskie. And this was like in the early 2000s. And I was doing pretty good out there getting them. And he'd come in July, typically a great time to go out trolling. And, you know, he fished 2 days with me over 2 years, and we never had so much as a bump. I mean, just jinxed. And, anyway, I think the guy's name was Hans. Anyway, the last time I had him out, it was getting dark, and we're going along there past Rocky Point, and we have a devastating hit. Line ripping, we're fighting this fish forever, and then it was kind of a final kick in the nuts, because when we pulled it up, it was a tail-hooked carp. I thought we had the lake record.
Oh, goodness.
Thought we had the lake record, yeah. So some people are just jinxed.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever have anybody that you knew that was kind of like, what do they call him, a Jonah? I think John used to call him a Jonah.
That's my wife.
I think that's biblical, from Jonah and the whale. Yeah. Remember in Jonah, they got star, let's throw this dude overboard. Yeah.
No, that's my wife. She was always the jinx.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
She actually went fishing with you?
Yeah.
That was before you were married. That's when the chick just wants to do what the guy wants to try and land him. Once they marry you, forget it. They ain't climbing the tree stand with you anymore.
She went fishing with me a few times after we were married. Not much, but yeah, you're right. It was a lot before. But one time,
if you were golfing, she'd have been golfing with you.
Her and her girlfriend went with me ice fishing out by Nagawicka. Remember the place where they had the boat rentals?
That's before my time.
Yeah, okay. Well, it used to be called Casey's, then it turned into
Bob. They started a band, didn't they?
What?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah. Well, anyway, her and her girlfriend came with me, and we were set up right outside of there. It's in the south part of the lake, you know, and it wasn't like a real cold day, but, you know, it was just a nice average winter day that you didn't need a shanty. You know, you're just sitting there on a bucket. And her and her girlfriend decide they're a little cold. They're going to go sit in the car and warm up, okay? So they walk back to the car. Next thing you know, I see my car driving away. Where the heck are they going? They didn't come back for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. They went over to a restaurant and sat there in a nice restaurant, had something to eat, and then came back. I could tell she wasn't all that interested in ice fishing, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But speaking of muskie guiding, I had a guy one time, guy friend. Now, I'm not making a disparaging comment about friends from
Quick,
Illinois.
Nick. We're going to break.
I'm not going to.
Like, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I know. No, never mind.
That's okay,
Nick.
We're just
mind.
Kidding. I thought
yeah,
Tom was
never
getting,
mind.
Tom's about ready to say something. He says, don't be offended by this. Yeah. I'm getting scared.
No, I don't want to send any disparaging remarks to our friends in Illinois. But I had a guy from Illinois.
Who cares about them?
A guy from Illinois and his son. And the son was, I don't know, maybe about 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
I didn't know who was more spoiled. They hired me for muskie fishing, right? And after the first hour, you know, we didn't have a fish yet in the first hour.
Right.
I never heard so many complaints, moaning and crying, and oh, my God. They were impossible. They thought muskies were going to come in the boat like bluegills, you know. And I tried explaining to the guy, hey, you know, and I told him even ahead of time, I said, you know, sometimes we don't even see a fish. Sometimes if you see a fish, that's good. If you catch one, that's a great day, you know, but I said, it's not guaranteed. Don't expect it. I said, if it happens, it happens. I'll put you in the right spots with the right stuff, but the muskie's got to bite it. Well, anyway, after about an hour, these guys were so bad. Like I said, I didn't know who was more spoiled, the son or the father.
Did you say, listen, how about I bring you in?
I took
me for my gas.
I didn't even do that. I took him right back to Muskie Bill's. That's at Muskie Bill's.
Right, right.
I took him back to the dock, and the guy says, what are we doing? I says, you're leaving. And the guy looked at me, no, we hired you for all day. I says, nope. I says, you don't owe me anything. Just please get out of my boat and go. You know, and that was it. That was the only time I ever asked somebody to leave.
Dennis Radloff did that once, too. I think he told me the story. It was a rough kind of a day out in Winnebago and tough conditions, this and that. And some guy was griping this and that. And he just turned the boat around, went, dropped them off, and said, see ya.
Wasn't that on the Bay of Green Bay for muskies?
No, I think,
or
it,
walleye?
Was a, I think it was a walleye trip on Winnebago. Okay. Well, regardless, doesn't
really
matter.
He turned around and sent
somebody back. Now, I've been blessed in the 20 years. I've never had anybody like that. I've met the most. That is one of your favorite words in Lawrence Welk time. I've met some of the most wonderful people over the years. Some of them are listening to me right now. Some of my clients, just great people, great conversation.
I've had a great time out there.
I've had a lot of laughs and stuff. So I really look forward to getting out there with the people and had some great memories out there.
Yeah. I have too. I got to admit, most people that I've guided were really nice. There were a few that were grumpy, but only one that was just obnoxious, you know. So, you know, but you're going to get that with a segment of society.
I think you got to weed them out, though, at the beginning. I set the expectations. Now, if I have people call, because every year I'll have some people call and they don't, not even muskies. They maybe got, you know, 8 kids and five wives. And I just want to get some fish. I tell them, well, you know, I mostly do the musky thing. I'll do other species with my friends and their kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But I, you know, typically I'm not going to. So if they want a multi-fish guide, I'll steer them to my good friend Paul Mahalik.
Yeah, there
and,
you go. Yeah.
And he's a multi-species and he fishes all kinds of different lakes. He's retired now, so he has the time to be on. He knows where, you know, and he's on the water. Now, maybe when I retire, which will be in a year and a half, maybe I'll start doing more of the multi-species at different lakes. I'll have the time.
Right.
Maybe I'll take some more of those gigs on. But for the time being, I like to keep it, you know, kind of just keep doing what I'm doing. That's enough.
Okay, we got to go to a break. We might continue this conversation. We might get into something else. Who knows what's going to happen here on the crazy train?
It's like throwing a Super Bowl in a concrete room.
Where's it going to go?
All the doors closed. Where's that ball going to bounce next?
Right in the gonads. We're going to be right back with more here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm waiting for you, Danny.
I'm just watching you work over there. Amazing. Welcome back to the Skipper Buds. That's the Skipper Buds. Cutting Edge Outdoors. 799-1250 if you have a hunting report, fishing report, tree down in your driveway, anything you want to report, give us a call. So,
hey, you know what today is?
Hey, we want some crap. Yeah.
It's the free ice fishing clinics today for youths ages 15 and younger are invited to discover ice fishing on Saturday, the 28th.
Nope. Here, it's today from 9 to 2.
Yeah, why is this?
Brown Deer.
Oh, the 28th
Deneen,
annual.
Humboldt, McCarty, and Scout Lake.
Yeah.
Those parks and areas.
Yeah.
9 to 2. And next week, February 16th, 9 to 12. Outside Smokies, Muskie Shop Bar, Bingo Hall, and Casino. 9 to 12, it's going to be going on. And in conjunction, February 16th, I believe, is the Pewaukee Chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow Fishery at Waterfront. Today is Badger Fishermen's League, I believe. And then, let's see, I don't know if it's tomorrow or maybe it's next week, the 17th. There's going to be a Lions Day, Lions Club one on a Sunday out there at Curly. So the bottom line is if you want to try and win a raffle, get on out to Curly's because they got the fisheries going on and you can win big, big, big prizes.
If you Google Curly's Waterfront Pub, do they have that listing of the different jamborees? I mean, I don't know.
Don't know, Tom.
Oh, and
haven't Googled it.
These free ice fishing clinics, which they provide basically everything. They teach the kids about ice fishing, and they've got rods and reels. They got bait, but you know, if you got your own stuff, bring it. You know, preferably have an adult come along, of course, with the kids. You know, but if you want more information, and you don't have to register, but if you have groups of 20 or more, you do have to register. The phone number is 414-382-7923. That's 382-7923. Or you can go to widnr.gov, and you'll find the information on their website. And like Bushy said, that's going to be at Brown Deer Park, Deneen Park, Humboldt Park, McCarty Park, and Scout Lake. So that ought to be a good time. I don't think it'll be too bad today, right?
Them out there? 18 degrees.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not
Winds
bad.
Winds are slightly variable, west-southwest, 5 miles an hour, and traffic is light and variable on the Edens. We do have one rollover on the expressway exit number 397. Yeah, please use caution.
You know, we were talking about, and don't forget the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, who Mike is going to call in at 7:05 today. That's this weekend still over at in Washington County at the Washington County Fairgrounds, and that's free parking. You can win stuff. They get a lot of free prizes and stuff like that. You can win. You know, you can win a Ron Lax mount.
Ron Lax replica.
Replica.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Ron Lax replica, and I'll tell you what. Those replicas are incredible.
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
nice.
That guy, when the replicas first came out, you know, I had caught my big muskie way back in 2003 on Pewaukee. And at that time, someone said, well, why don't you get a replica? And I said, you know, a replica to me looks like a plastic fish to me.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the mouth, and they didn't have the teeth. It was all. There were no.
Oh, really?
There were no. If you look at the old mounts, there were
that.
No teeth. No.
I don't remember that.
And I talked to both Lax and Fitante about that. And they said, yeah, we're working on that. We're working on that. Well, now they've got them where they've got the rows of teeth where it looks, you know, almost like the real thing.
And like gill plates and that.
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah,
mean,
they've
the,
gotten,
the gills.
They've gotten
that.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah
they've gotten it, and so that nowadays, yeah, they. So that's a great, great gift that you can get.
You know, we were talking about guiding before, Danny, and you know, a lot of my guiding was in bass guiding, and that's to me it's a little bit easier because it seems like you're, you know, especially if you know where you're going and know what you're doing and all that, and you know what to use, where to go and all that, people are going to catch some fish, you know,
right? Hopefully.
But one time, you know, and I always had a rule where it was myself and two other people in
right.
the boat. That's it. Three people in the boat. So I get hired by this one guy, and okay, it's going to be him and this other guy. And I'm at the launch, got the boat ready, and here he comes. he's got not only another guy with him, but then another vehicle, another truck pulls up with two more guys. He says, oh, I thought I'd invite a couple of my friends along too. Five people?
Five people?
Yeah, me and four other people. I said, you know, we're going to be, I think, over the weight limit of the boat. You know?
Well, some of these people, when they call to book a trip, it's like they're trying to book a bus tour to the Grand Canyon with a bunch of people, you know? Hey, can I bring you? No, this is not a Lake Michigan charter boat here,
well,
dude.
This is,
if you want to do that, call, you know, Real Sensations Charters.
Right.
We'll give Captain Jason's phone number to you there, buddy. And you can go out there and do that.
Well, the other thing was he thought we were going to be trolling for bass. That's what he thought. And I said, no, we don't troll. You have to cast. He says, well, I don't know how to do that.
Well, that's
see, he was used to Lake Michigan stuff. He thought bass fishing, you go trolling like on Lake Michigan. No, that was, and I did, I didn't have the heart in me to turn the other guys away, but I said, let's go. Hopefully we don't get stopped by the DNR. And it was a nightmare. But, I mean, you know, they caught some fish in that, but it was kind of logistically, it was a nightmare with five people in the boat.
You know, I went with a bass guide once years ago. I went down to visit my buddy and my buddy Tim Coleman down in Florida. And I was trying to find one of those Florida bass lakes to fish in. Now he lives in Fort Walton Beach. So anyway, Lake Seminole, Georgia was not too far away. I want to say it was like 100 miles away. So I read this bass magazine, and they talked about Lake Seminole and all these big bass, and there was a guide's name. So I called the guy up, and he goes, how'd you hear my name? I said, oh, I saw you in a bass magazine. And I'm hearing about these 8-9 pound largemouth, right? You know, we went out there, and I didn't realize it at the time. Yeah, I was having a good time. I didn't really care, but fishing sucked. I could have done better on Pewaukee Lake.
Yeah.
We got one maybe 4 pound, 4.5 pound bass that I think the guide hooked and handed the rod to my buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was fishing plastics, you know.
Yeah.
And what was going on though, Tom, maybe as a bass guy, you know, there was a real cold front going. It was cold down there you know, normally down south it's supposed to be warm.
Yeah.
It's a cold front going on. And I even said something to the guy. I said, do you think this cold front could affect the fishing? Well, you know, this and that. I think it did.
Of course.
He just didn't want to admit because he wanted to, you know, take us out anyway, you know, and make his money.
Yeah.
But fishing was terrible. The highlight was just seeing the alligator swimming around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing, like in Florida, you ever hear, everybody talks about those 10-pound largemouth bass in Florida.
Right.
Well, I got news for you, folks. If you go to Florida expecting to catch a 10-pound bass, you're going to be disappointed. Yeah, they got a lot of nice fish, but catching a 10-pound in Florida, that's big. That's like maybe like a 6-pounder up here. Yeah, it happens, but it ain't every day when you go out. You know, what? I mean, yeah, they probably have more of them. They probably have, you know, their average size is a little bit bigger, okay, than ours. But I've got a friend who would go down there for like 2 months every year in the summertime because he worked all winter and that. Go down there for 2 months. Or no, it was in the wintertime he'd go down, or in spring, whenever it was. I forget. Well, anyway, 2 months, and he fished hard. And he was a good fisherman. He was a good bass angler. And he'd been doing that for like 15 years before he finally caught a 10-pound plus.
Well,
you know, so,
Dr. Sandy Flastrew fishes with me. He's down there right now, and he goes to Okeechobee every year.
Okeechobee.
Costs a fortune because, first of all, you pay the guide $350 for the day, and then to get those wild shiners, that's another $100 on top of it. So you're talking about $450.
Mm-hmm.
He got an 8-pounder years ago, and a couple of years back, I've seen maybe some 5-6-pound pictures, but he's gotten skunked, too. I mean, he's never got a 10-pound yet.
No,
hey,
I know.
I should mention before anybody, you know, drives all the way out there, Tom.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Muskie Expo is next week, dude.
What's today's date?
Today's the 9th, man.
Well, I swear to God, that's what it said on the site.
You got to pay more attention.
Says, oh, no, I'm sorry.
Geez, Tom.
Mike is calling on tonight. It's next weekend.
Yeah, Mike's calling today.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're really paying attention to the promotional materials there.
It's the 16th, 17th, and 18th, I guess.
live and unrehearsed.
It's the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Oh, that's right. It starts on a Friday. 15th, 16th. I'm writing this down forget.
When Ron, our advertising manager, sends us those things, there's a little button called the print button.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can print and have it.
Yeah.
Just print and come in with the hard copy, man.
I'm looking at it, and I just happen to see February 9th.
Look in one hand and I just crap in the other and see what
February
gets filled first, because you're not
Mike
getting it right.
Vesserat. And so, of course, I thought, 9th, 10th, and 11th, so I'm sorry.
I got money says you're not even pronouncing his last name right.
Well, we'll find out at 7:05.
God have mercy.
Right now, we got to go to the Gut Report, and don't forget, after the 6:45 break, we have the Hornswoggle, which is brought to you by Carl's Country Markets. We'll be right back with Dan and Tom, and of course, Nick Bodie over here. We'll be right back.
Come here, I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
The Gut Report is brought to you by Discount Liquor. Well, here's an easy one, folks. If you like a traditional mustard sauce to put on, whether it be chicken, pork, ribs, especially pork and ribs, you know, it's really good. This is so simple. Now, you don't have to do the full cup of everything. You can do a half a cup or whatever, okay? 1 cup molasses, 1 cup vinegar, 1 cup prepared mustard. That's all it is. Mix those together, and as you're cooking whatever, you know, if it's chicken, pork, ribs, whatever, and then just brush it on as it's being cooked. It's a great glaze. It has a great taste. If you like that mustardy flavor, it's a little tangy with the vinegar too. So, but the molasses kind of cuts that tang down a little bit. It's pretty good. You might want to try that. Now, let me tell you one more time. 1 cup molasses, 1 cup vinegar, and 1 cup prepared mustard. The Gut Report was brought to you by Discount Liquor, where you're going to find the best price, selection, and service at 51st and Oklahoma in Milwaukee and Main Street in Barstow and Waukesha. For weekly specials, go to DiscountLiquorInc.com.
Come here, I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
It's Name That Tune on the Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down, get down. Love this song, man. Back in my days, I was Disco Danny, man.
Disco Danny.
Disco Danny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what were we talking about?
I don't know. You were talking about
we were trying to get our schedule short up.
And something nuts.
What?
We were trying to get our schedule
short up. Oh, yeah, we got that short up.
When the expo is actually going on and when it's not going
15th, 16th,
there's some
17th.
Guy standing with three little children like Clark Griswold at Wally World, and it's closed. Yeah. Waiting out there because of you, Tom. Freezing in the cold. The kids sold there, saved their allowance. Yeah.
And it's free parking out there, which is great.
Free, especially today. Yeah. Nothing's going on.
Yeah, especially today. But next weekend, out at that Washington County Fairgrounds for the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, it's free parking. They got a lot of great exhibitors.
Great,
you can even buy raffle tickets to win that boat from the from the Wisconsin Muskie Alliance, I think.
And right. No, I ain't trusting anything you're saying.
I know.
Unless I got the hard copy in my hand, Nick.
And they're giving free lures away, too.
Hold on. Don't. What?
We'll get all the info from
Let's
Mike.
Let's get the info from someone who really knows what's going on.
Who knows what's going on. Well, you know, Ron.
Any false promises.
Tom Fake News Neubauer over here.
Tom Fake News Neubauer.
Yeah. He sent me an email. Ron sent me an email with everything that was
Native
at the
American
show,
name,
right?
Tom Fake News.
And the only problem was, is I forwarded to our CEO. By the way, folks, you can email us live at CEOguys@yahoo.com. That's CEOguys@yahoo.com. He sent it, but when I forwarded it to our email so I'd have it on the show, it didn't show all the stuff that I got when he sent it to me.
Well, sometimes they have a little disclaimer, Tom. Could not attachments. Could
whatever.
Not send with all the attachments.
Yeah,
didn't you
right.
see that when you
no,
forwarded
I didn't,
it?
No, I
it
didn't
sends
see
you
that.
A little alert that your attachments
didn't
go.
See that. I didn't see that. I think they forgot to put
That's
that
why
on there.
I hit print button on my computer.
I'm going to delete
come
this
in
one
with
that
it in hand. I will have it in hand next week, Tom.
All right.
I almost printed it to last night, but I thought, no, Tom's got it all. He's got everything on it. No problem.
We got an update from Mark. Okay. One of our regular listeners.
Oh, thanks.
Got an e-mark. No, somebody else. He says, hey, Tom, I believe sturgeon spearing opens today. Never tried it. I don't think I would, that I have the patience to do that. Great job on the show, guys. Looking forward to it every week. Thanks, Mark. That's right. Sturgeon spearing opens today.
That's correct, El Guapo. And actually, my brother-in-law, Forrest, the one that goes up to Eagle Lake there at Jeff's place, he has a tag for the upriver, which is like the 60-70% success rate. That's where my brother got the one years ago.
Yeah.
In fact, I told you the story. I drove up after our show and went out there on a Saturday with him, and it's funny. We were sitting there looking down the hole, and right about 3 o'clock or they close it down by then, but it was sometime in late morning, a sturgeon went to come swimming through. He grabbed his spear, and I had to grab him by the arm. I go, no.
And it wasn't big enough?
It was like a 36-inch.
Oh, okay.
But I calmed him down, and I told him, I said, Tim, when one's a legal one and goes under that hole, you'll know it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the next day is when he plugged the one that was, I don't know, it was 65 inches or something like that. It was a long male.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe 60 inches, and it, I don't know if it was 50 pounds or something, but it still looked really cool.
Sure.
Yeah. And he was all excited when he said, you're right, when I saw it, there was no doubt they looked like a Trident submarine coming in under the hole. But unfortunately, my brother Tim, I think I don't know if he's going to be able to get out there and help. I think he's got something going on today, so I don't think he's going to be able to get out there and help my brother-in-law. So I don't know if my brother-in-law maybe he hired somebody to help set him up. I think you can hire people to drill the holes for you and stuff.
You mean cut the holes.
Cut the holes, right.
Get the old chainsaws out.
Chainsaw. And I was going to start putting in for those tags, Tom. I think it takes like, 6 years or something.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like putting in for a bear tag, to get that tag.
Yeah.
So if I start putting in now, Tom, you ought to put in. The two of us can put in. It'll be a great bonding time. We'll sit in a shack and stare down a hole.
I've been out there several times during it. That is the most boringest thing.
staring down below.
It's boring up until the time you see one.
Well, it's kind of like sitting in the tree stand in Saskatchewan for days on end in the cold, and then all of a sudden the monster buck comes out on the power line.
Then all of a sudden it's
like all adrenaline. Yeah. Heart pounding.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
Now, I don't know what the numbers are, but the DNR has a number of that female and male fish can be caught. And then once they hit that, they shut it down.
It's all highly dependent on water clarity.
Right.
I believe it was last year or the year before we actually talked to the biologist from up there.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a great job with that fishery. There's a sturgeon club up there. It's a great success story and something in Wisconsin that we have here that is unique. I believe it's the largest population of lake sturgeon
in the world. It is.
Yeah.
In the world.
And there's some monsters. Last year there were 43 over 100 pounds speared up there. Yeah, so that's
a lot of fish.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. So
I personally wouldn't want to get a tag and try to do it. No, it's just too boring.
Well, it's kind of like looking up a chimney and waiting to see if a goose flies over.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you.
Hey.
Well, maybe, if we got any listeners that have gone sturgeon spearing or are going, maybe they'll give us a call at 414-799-1250.
Maybe Jeff Minnow Killer will give me a call here.
And right now, we need a contestant to play the Hornswoggle, which is brought to you by Carl's Country Markets in Menominee Falls. It's on the corner of Pilgrim and Silver Spring. You will win a $10 gift certificate if you correctly guess 2 out of 3 of these statements correctly. Anyway, Danny will give that to you when we come back after this break. So be a contestant. Get that $10 gift certificate. I know you got the knowledge to do it. We'll be right back with more of the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Thanks.
welcome back to the Skibberbuds Cutting Edge Outdoors. And, you know, we got a little appropriate bumper music there, being as we have our contestant Rocky on the line, hoping to win the Hornswoggle contest. Yeah. Good morning, Rocky.
Is that my walk-up music?
That's your walk-up music.
Rocky.
Okay, we're trying to get you pumped here, dude. So you
It worked.
Okay, so here we go. Put on your thinking cap here. So if I'm telling a lie, it's a Hornswoggle. If I'm telling the truth, it's no Hornswoggle. So you've done this before. Okay. Coyotes, a.k.a. otherwise known as coyotes. Mm-hmm. I call them coyotes. I think kids who watch cartoons call them coyotes, but I call them coyotes. Out west, they call them yotes. Anyway, yotes, coyotes, whatever you want to call them, are the wiliest members of the feline family.
I'm going to say that's a Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle. Yeah, they're part of the canine family.
Yeah, they're not felines.
Yeah, I'm glad you're good up on your animal ichthyology, or what do they call the biological Latin classifications of animals?
Ichthyology is the study of fish.
Okay. You're entomology.
Entomology.
Entomology. See, I'm not as dumb as I look here. I went to college, man. I'm a teacher. So here we go. You're one for one. The Alabama record largemouth bass of 15.4 pounds was caught by Mrs. Gladys Kravitz in 1947.
That is a Hornswoggle.
That's a Hornswoggle, right. Too. You know who Gladys Kravitz was?
The name is familiar.
I know the name. I can't place her.
Yeah, me neither.
She was the nosy neighbor on Bewitched.
That's it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You remember? She was all staring through the window, you know, wondering what Elizabeth Montgomery was doing.
Staring at Darren.
She was pretty hot, Elizabeth Montgomery.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why I watched
oh, yeah.
Bewitched, because she'd be walking around like these nightgowns, you know.
You know, when they
talking to Durwood.
When they
remember
first,
her
you know,
mother-in-law called him Durwood. His name was Darren.
Durwood.
You know, Rocky, when they first did that show, they didn't want. At first, it was almost banned because they didn't want her wearing that outfit. It was too revealing. Back
that
then,
that was pretty racy.
Yeah,
first day.
Back then, that was pretty racy.
You know who else wasn't bad? Mary Tyler Moore wasn't bad back in the day when she was with Dick Van Dyke.
Didn't do anything.
What
for
about
me.
What about Marianne?
Marianne
now,
was Mary, okay.
Yeah, we've had that question before. Who do you like, Ginger or Marianne?
Yeah,
which,
was,
you know, we
I
always
think Marianne, but
yeah,
definitely
Marianne.
Yeah, there were some. Oh, let's not forget I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh yeah,
man,
that's the one I was thinking
was
of.
Best.
Not Bewitched, but
was
I
one,
Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah,
that's the one that was racy and that they didn't want to because of
you.
Her outfit, the Jeannie outfit. Are you going to ask Rocky a third
As an
question?
8-year-old boy, I knew what I liked early in life. So anyway, yeah. Let's move in right along.
Let's see if you get 3 out of 3.
Oh, 3 out of 3. The 6.5 Creedmoor. 6.5 Creedmoor is an ideal deer round due to its flat trajectory and low recoil.
I'm going to say that is a no horn shot.
Whoa!
Very
get a
good.
Get a ring over there, Nick. Come on. You hit a ring when they get it.
Well, here.
Hey.
I didn't know if it was right or wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, it was right.
Did
I'll
you know
clap
your Creedmoors?
There
on,
you
man.
Go,
the 6.5 Creedmoor is like the darling of the gun world. It was developed for long-range shooting sports, but hunters soon found it, and it's sounding like the ideal kid round, maybe even better than the venerable 243.
Yeah.
So.
Well, congratulations, Rocky.
What do they win, Tom?
They get that $10 gift certificate from Carl's Country Market.
Good job. Just
just
you
in
there.
Case. Yeah. Yes. And they're on the corners of Pilgrim and Silver Spring in Menominee Falls. You know where that is, Rock?
I do.
Good. Well, you're going to get your gift certificate. You're going to go over there and spend more than $10.
Yep. All right. Thanks for listening,
All right,
Rocky.
Thanks, Rocky.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye
you,
now.
Man.
Yep. Rocky did good.
Yeah. He got
knew
all
his
three.
Stuff.
Yeah, I just read an article on that 6.5 Creedmoor last month, and about that lower recoil and all that, and the flat trajectory, and really good round, I guess.
Yeah, it's, I think, about a 140 grain at about 2,600 feet per second.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's got the, when they develop rounds, it's there's things called ballistic coefficients and sectional density, and it all has to do with, you know, It's kind of scientific as far as which rounds are going to be able to maintain their downrange energy and flatter trajectory and so forth.
Hey,
so,
I got a solution for that.
What do you got?
Just get closer.
Get closer.
Get closer to the animal. Just get closer.
Let me tell you what, my friend. The 44 Remington Magnum.
There you go.
With a 240 grain Winchester white box jacketed soft point at 80 yards.
That'll knock anything down.
Put that one I hit this year. Ass over tea kettle. It was great. And that doesn't have the greatest sectional density or ballistic coefficient because it's a pistol round. Yeah.
You know, I was watching an episode of Larry Smith. This is a while back when he had some hunting segments going on this past fall. And he was elk hunting, and he got it. And it was really great because the cameraman got the elk in the clearing, you know. And it wasn't Larry. I don't think it was Larry hunting. It might have been. It might have been. But anyway, and I'm not positive, but he might have been shooting that Creedmoor. Okay? I'm not positive. But
this
anyway.
Year?
Yeah, I'm not.
6.5 Creedmoor would be a little on the light side for elk, however. If you put it through the lungs, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what he was using, but anyway, he hit it perfectly. That elk dropped right where it was hit. It didn't run or anything. I mean, and that's a big animal, you know, and normally they're going to move a little bit. They're going to run a little bit, but it was a perfect shot, and he just fell down right there. It was a great video piece. It really was.
It is amazing, though, Tom, when you're talking about hunting, most deer that you shoot do not drop in their tracks.
Most of them don't. Yeah, you're right.
Unless you hit the spine, you know, you shoot them in the neck. Sometimes if you get a head.
My son Nick putting the arrow right in his brain.
Now, typically most guys prefer to go for like a lung heart area shot just behind the shoulder. So typically you drill them through there, even with whatever. They'll typically run 50 yards maybe and pile up, mm-hmm. and so they take off running. If you do hit them through the shoulder, however, back in the days when I used to use the OT-6 with 180 grain Remington Corlock, those big round nose things, you hit one in the shoulder with that, typically you're hitting some bone, which mm-hmm. what happens is it transfers the shock to the animal skeletal system.
To the whole body,
and you can knock them down. Now, one of the most impressive performances I saw from a bullet a couple of years ago. I was on a drive, and a big doe jumped up, and big doe, and it's about 30 yards away. It's flying through this marsh, and I yelled, I yelled big doe, because it was running right by me heading towards my brother, and I got up, I swung, pulled the trigger. Down it went. I said, dead doe. And I drilled it with a 243 right through both shoulders. And
really?
I was amazed because it was a little 95 grain Hornady Superformance bullet, which goes really fast, about 3,200 feet per second, I believe. And a lot of people complain that those smaller bullets at the high speed are going to blow up on bone and not penetrate. I was really impressed with the performance of that bullet because it drilled right through a big body deer and dropped it in its tracks at close range. So that made me, I've been using those in the 243 ever since and have shot them out close to 300 yards with it.
No, that's great. That's fantastic.
Good round. Yeah.
Yes, it is. There was something else we were going to talk about. It had to do with fishing, but I can't remember.
Did it have anything? Well, if it's about the Muskie Expo, I know.
Yeah.
Well,
that's going to be pretty great. I mean, you know what's nice about going to that show? If you're a muskie nut or if you just want to learn more about muskie, we're going to find out from Mike Vesarat about who's going to all be speaking there. You know, you'll get good information at the seminar.
Mike Keyes is going to be one of the speakers.
Yeah.
And they do have lots of door prizes from what I understand.
Yeah, they got that.
And they do have where you can win that mount.
Yeah.
So,
but the thing is you get a lot of good information and you generally get some good deals from the vendors there selling, you know, products. So yeah, it's definitely a place.
It's a great time.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great time.
You can spend a lot of time there.
You can spend hours out there.
Because all the pros and all the guides, you know, they're there at the booths, you know, so you can sit there and pick their brains, you know, go from one to another another.
And typically you can, you know, you'll see vendors that'll be representing some Canadian fishing areas.
Yep.
You'll typically have some good retailers out there with tons of stuff. So,
it's going to be an exciting show next
weekend.
Where's
the trip?
Huh? Yeah, it is.
We gave some free tickets away already, didn't we?
We gave them away last week. So people are going, oh, you know what?
We're all out of them?
No. Yeah, we are all out of them. But later on the show, somebody's going to win a free subscription to Badger Sportsman Magazine. a free 1-year subscription. So
more free stuff.
Yeah, stay
to this
tuned,
show.
Folks, and we'll get to that sometime before the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.